Am I always this naked, you may ask? Well, of course not. But I do prefer to tell the naked truth. You see, I like it juicy, raw, and uncensored. The truth, that is. So this is a popular subject or question people tend to ask you when they first meet you. At least in my situation, maybe you can relate. Whenever I meet anybody, three or four questions they usually ask me is, where are you from? What is your zodiac sign? How old are you? What do you do for work? Would you agree that people usually ask those questions? How do you usually answer? Fortunately, or unfortunately for me, these questions are what really grinds my gear. And I met someone recently who told me this, not quoting exactly, but he told me to assess every situation and respond accordingly. Which means that not everyone deserves your understanding or deserve of your time or deserve how you respond. So he told me that because I would say what really grinds my gear is someone asked me for my zodiac sign. In the past, I've learned to not say I won't tell you, because what do? People are weird. Like, really. And if the shoe fits, I'm talking to you. And don't get salty. Let's have a conversation. Let's be truthful, right? No shame here, no judgment, just conversation. So when I say, hey, I don't care for zodiacs, I won't tell you, people take it so personally. People get their pennies in a bunch, if I can say that. And they get mad and all this stuff. So because I want to have a cool air, I tend to make a joke. And then I say guess, and then they guess something. And I say, oh my God, how did you know? And they're like, oh yeah, because of this and that and that and that. And I'm like, oh my God. By the way, 99.9%. I think one or two people had guessed it and they were right. But 99.8 whatever people never guess it right. And those people are claimed to be Zodiac people, and they're so into it, and they're experts, and they know everything. And I want to say, I hate those people, but truly, I just hate their behavior, and their behavior is just annoying, and I just cannot stand it. When anyone, first thing they talk to me about when I meet them is saying, hey, what's your sign? Or how old are you? Where are you from? I immediately dismiss them in my life. And of course, that could be my problem, that maybe someone was a great person, I could have them in my life, but usually I'm right. Usually what happens is those people tend to be not the right people that I want in my life anymore. Because those people tend to be very judgmental, dismissive, and condemning. Please allow me to explain. As you may know, if you say, hey, I'm Cancer, like that meme guy does, what would they do? What would they say about you? They act like they know your life. And I do understand that the signs exist, and I'm not dismissing the signs, but don't put that on me. I'm an individual. And I do understand, because I'm a certain sign, certain things will happen, certain personality traits. But if you just box me like that, where is self-development? Do you actually believe in that? Actually, I would say no, because most people, I've observed them, who are so stuck into those things, have no self-development, because they believe they're a victim of circumstances. And whatever happens, there's a quote, the mercies to the Lord. So whatever happens, happens. They can F up, mess up, be a terrible person. Oh, that's my sign. Like, really? Do you, boo-boo, like they say. I don't really talk like that. But anyway, like they say, do you, boo-boo. That's your life, your prerogative. I don't care. But don't put that on me. All right? So I'm having this video because if anyone want to ask those questions, I can send them right to that video. Because I am tired of being polite and play games that I don't want to play. I want to say, if someone say, what's your sign? I want to say my sign is peace. Not exactly, but I want to say it's peace. And if they want to know, I'll say, I don't care about that. Next subject. And usually they get offended. Guess what? I don't care. If you're going to get offended when you first meet me because I'm not going to tell you about my sign, do I really want you in my life? And why should I kiss your ass and try to be nice and then I tell you my sign or fake one that you... Actually, I don't lie to people. When they guessed it, I just give them the answer they want. Because that game is theirs. Or I'm playing the game, usually it's at work, very inappropriately, by the way. I'm very professional. I'm quiet at work. I do my job. I'm not there to make friends because this is not RuPaul's best friend's race, okay? I'm here to work. Leave me alone. So next question. Where are you from? I had no issues with that question, really. Usually I tell people I'm from Boston. That's where I'm from. Where are you from? And you probably seen that video where there was an Asian lady. She was running and this Caucasian guy went to her and be like, where are you from? She was like, oh, San Diego. And he's like, no, I mean, where are you from? And she's like, oh, yeah, San Diego, but da-da-da-da, San Francisco. He's like, no, I mean, where are you from? And then I can talk over that one. And then he would be like, where are your parents from? She'd be like, California. Where are their grandparents from? She'd be like, Texas. How about your grandparents? Like, cut it out. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, why, where someone from matters so much? What are you gonna do with that information? And if I say I'm from Boston, that's my answer. Why do you need to know where I'm from, like where my descendant from, like 300 years from now? If you really wanna know, from Africa. And if you didn't guess that, like, where's your world history? Like, really, like, it's really annoying. And yeah, you might be like, hey, this guy has full of trauma and he's annoyed about things like that. Okay, fine. Like, give me some constructive feedback. I want to know. And I do understand a lot of people who's like, oh, I just want to know because I'm curious. Okay, but I told you I was from Boston. Why you want to probe and you want to, like, argue with me? Why you want to know where my parents from? They're not around. Like, what's my parents got to do with me? Like, really? It's annoying. Like, cut it out. And so, I used to not have an issue with that question until I'll tell people, I'm from IET. Actually, some guy did that today. And just because I was around others and I was, like, really nice, I would just walk away from him. The first thing people want to say is, oh my God, the earthquake happened. Oh my God, like, do you have people there? Or Haiti is so poor. How'd you come to this country? Wow, you're so brave. Like, how'd you learn how to speak English? How was it? Like, what the F? Like, and by the way, only white people do that shit, in my experience. In my experience. Like, so condescending. If I said I was from France, what would you say? I'm sure some shit is happening in France. Even some shit is happening in Texas. Like trailer parks, the homeless. Even in New York. If I say I'm from New York, why can't you say, oh my God, like, are you in food stamps? Are you in housing? Like, why do you need to talk down to a, first of all, a country that you don't even know? And if you think you know that country, you don't know history. And if you knew history, you have more respect. Like, how do you ask people those things and then you're gonna say degrading and low things about people. So that's the reason why I play around and I don't tell people those that answer anymore. And I would tell people where I was born if I feel like they're not a knucklehead like that. And I don't usually call people names, but for the sake of conversation, like, really. And another thing people say, you have an accent. Where are you from? I'm from Boston. You don't have a Boston accent. Have you ever been in Boston? No. Then how do you know what a Boston accent sounds like? And if you're from Boston, if you know Bostonians, not every Bostonian is having a Boston accent. People in Boston who has Boston accents usually from Revere, Somerville, and some boonies like that. Like, not everyone has a Boston accent. Like, cut it out. Like, yeah. And so the guy I met, he says, you know, meet people where they're at. Speak their language. If they're knuckleheads, give them knucklehead response. You give them too much of your energy. And I was just like, you know what? You are right. I get annoyed and frustrated with a stranger or a coworker over that. Like, I need to get a life, really. And so, yeah, so I'm still working on that. I'm still working on that. So the next thing is, what do you do for work? I didn't mind telling people what I do for work, but then that still gets an annoying question, because if I tell you I'm a prostitute, what are you going to do with that information? You got a job for me? You got some money? And I've noticed Americans like to ask people what they do for work, because they like to size people up to see how much respect they want to give you. And I don't play around. I tell people what I do. I'm an interior designer. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a home organizer. I do promotional marketing. I do catering. Usually I tell people I do catering because I don't want to have this conversation. And people go like, oh. And then they start give me lack of respect accordingly. If I say I'm an interior designer, especially if they come to my house, they can see my work. And then they want connection. They think I have connections. I have zero connections. If you're watching this, I have zero connections. If you want to be my connection, please be my connection. I would love that. However, I do not live my life for connections or to show a mask. I live my life being happy, and I do not compare myself to others. So that's another story. But yeah, so at some point, like in the past, really, by the way, being bare naked right here, oopsie, I have done cam work in the past, and I don't care who knows, because I'm done with shame, because it's none of your business. If you like to see, I'll give you a link, but if you think this is shameful and you want to judge me, it's none of your business, the door is right there. Bye-bye. So, anyway, so I've done cam work, and because I wanted clients or people to see my stuff, and I would tell them, and people would judge me. And of course, back then, I would feel bad about myself and have shame, because they give me a gift of shame and I would take it. I no longer will take the gift of shame, guilt, doubt about myself, and judgments for myself and for others. If you have those, I love you, 6 feet away. And if you want to change and be love, you're welcome in my sphere. So that's the thing. Why do you need to ask people for their zodiac sign? What are you going to do with that information? Why do you need to size people up about their zodiac? Why do you need to size people up about what they do for work or where they're from? Like, someone says, I'm from California. Why do you need to know if their parents from Asia 400 years ago? Like, why? Like, what are you going to do with that information? I understand you're curious, but if you're actually curious, are you really curious? Like, really think about that. Everything that we do, a response or the lack of, has a deep layer to it. I hope I inspire you to be honest, because I'm being honest and bearing my skin. I'm bare. Although I have still this on, but I'm bare. So I hope you're bare with me. I actually love bears. I actually wrote a poem about bears. Bear with me and little bear. Moving on, the fourth question that grinds my gear even when I was younger, now I'm older, is how old are you? Oh my god, you don't look that old. Black don't crack, but Whitney did crack. What can I tell you? Did she? Who knows? No judgment. Love you, Whitney. Rest in paradise. So, yeah. Why do you need to know my age for? Funny thing is, backstory, I grew up Jehovah's Witness. I only celebrated my 25th birthday with my former life partner. He wanted to celebrate me, so I let him. Because I used to not do that all my life. And I still don't care to do that. And he wanted to enjoy, and he loves celebrations, so I let him do it. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. I know I probably did not appreciate it then. But looking back, I hindsight. Thank you, D. Namaskar. And so, I don't like that question because people want to size you up. Oh, you don't look that old. Even now, people say, oh my god, you don't look that old. You look in your early 20s. Well, fooled you. So, like, if I tell you I'm 42, and I don't look 42, and you're like, oh, I thought you were 24. Okay. Next. Or, the thing that grinds my gear about the age thing is people will size you up when it comes to dating. Funny story, if you're watching this, a lot of people, I'm usually 5 to 10 years older than them. And they see me online. And they're like, no one over 30. And they see me. And they love me. And then they hung out with someone over 30. Because they thought I was younger. And then when I used to put my age online, when it comes to dating sites, people were like, oh, I don't date people under 25. Oh, I don't date people over 25 or over 30 or under 30. Okay, fine. It's your prerogative. I get it. You know what? Thank you. Because I see who you are and I don't want to hang out with you anyway. Because that kind of small mind thinking, like, I'm over it. And especially, I don't know about the straight world, probably as well, but the gay world is like full of like ageist of, they want to live young forever and daddies want only boys and some boys like daddies. I like anybody. I don't care. If you have a heart and if you're a good person, I like you. I don't care for your age. I don't even know my siblings' age. I did not know my age until I would go to the doctor and I had to know my age. That's the only reason I know my age. But if I didn't have to go to the doctor or know my age or go to school, I would not know my age because it doesn't matter to me. Like, why do I need to put myself in a box to be like, hey, I'm this age and because of this age, I'm a loser, or this age, I didn't get married or I didn't have children. Like, why? Actually, when I was 25, I wish I had children then because I want a kid. But looking now, I'm like, wow, I was a disaster and I probably still am. And so, I think I would be a good parent, definitely, but it would not be good for a child, personally. People say, you're never ready, you just gotta do it. Of course, that's why we have a lot of people with trauma and crazy people going bonkers. So I don't want to be part of that, to make more of that. So this is my story. If you ever wanted to know my age, which I have disclosed in other podcasts. So if you really want to know, watch all my videos. But on this podcast, I will not disclose my age because guess what? I don't care. For a lot of people, I look in my 20s. And I am not physically or whatever, but I have not aged past 21, really. Like, really. And I do not have a secret. I think the secret is joy. And being happy and not giving a what. I don't give a what. The only thing, of course, I need human relations and I would love that. But if humans don't want to give me their relation, the only thing that matters is my health, my body, my mind, soul, roof over my head, and money in the bank. Really? And we all know that. So, if you want to get to know someone or if you want to get to know me, instead of asking me for my age, you can ask for my experiences. You can be like, hey, how are you so mature? I would love to learn about you. Or if you want to learn what I do for a living, which I don't really, it's not really a gear of mine, I would tell people. But ask people because you want to learn something, not because you want to size them up to see how much respect you want to give them. Like, of course you can do whatever you want, but if you're watching this video and you want to learn something, learn that. Or instead of wanting to know someone's zodiac sign, how about you get to know their character development? What they've gone through, their trauma, their hurt, or their growth. I think that's more important in somebody. Like, would you rather learn that instead of be like, oh, Cancer does this. I love you for it, or let me reject you for that. Like, come on. Like, come on, people. Oh, yeah. It's fine if you ask someone where you're from. Sometimes when I talk to people, I ask them where they're from. Let's say because it's relevant to the conversation. And don't have that as your to-go. And I understand you're trying to do icebreakers, but trust me. Especially, I don't care about skin color, but I'm talking about experience here. And history. Especially if you are a white person who's American or whatever, you don't even know your history, and you just want to size people up based on where they're from because they have an accent and they might be an immigrant, and you're going to talk shit about their country. Like, that's not a way to get to know people. If someone say, hey, I'm from Bolivia, and you'll be like, oh my God, Bolivia, I would love to go there. What's the language there? Oh, the history, da-da-da-da-da. The culture, da-da-da-da. Yes, of course. But saying, oh my God, Bolivia, oh my God, don't they have the MX-13 there? Just an example, I'm not saying they have it there. You know, like, that's bad taste. Like, be mindful. Be mindful. So anyway, this is my story. I'll leave it there. These are what usually grinds my gear, and I am working on it to not grind my gear, and I'm very grateful for the person who told me to not give people my energy because not everyone deserves it. And I need to stop being annoyed about those things. And what I've done is I don't show people my annoyance, but inside I'm annoyed. And then I would just write them out on my life because I was just like, blah, blah. And because in my experience, when I kept these people in my life, they were not the right type of people that I wanted. Usually those people were condemning, judging, and small-minded and not wanting to learn anything because they wanted to put me in a box, to pin a story on me, to say, oh, okay, this is what Zen is, so therefore, that's how I'm gonna treat them as. So, still learning, and if you have any comments or anything to say, let's talk about it because I would love a different perspective, and because the person that I bare my soul to, and I told him that, and he told me that, and so I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna try that. So, this is my story, and thank you for hearing me out.